Chapter 9. Nina Rowlandson. Nina Rowlandson was awake, lying in bed in the only hotel in La Tuileries. She had not slept well. The whole operation with Hyde had turned into a nightmare. She had waited in that horrible, dirty little cafe until it had got dark. When she went outside to get some air, there was still no sign of Hyde. What was worse, the car had gone. What had happened? She was stuck in the middle of nowhere, with no transport, no luggage, it was all in the car Hyde had hired, and no idea of what had happened to Hyde. She suddenly felt cold and scared. She knew Dan well from the San Cristobal operation. They had even been lovers for a brief while during their escape. He had saved her life several times during that terrible journey through the jungle. She knew just how dangerous he could be. She couldn't risk asking questions about Dan in the bar. She felt helpless. All she wanted to do was to get out of this place. Eventually, she phoned for a taxi from La Tuileries, 10 kilometers away. The village had a single hotel with a bad-tempered owner, uncomfortable beds, the smell of old cigarette smoke left by previous guests, and noisy water pipes. By the time she arrived, it was too late for dinner. Instead, she went out for a walk. It was not a long walk, as there were only two main streets which crossed each other at a bridge where two rivers joined. However, she did find what she was looking for, a public payphone. She pushed her phone card into the machine and dialed the emergency number in London. She spoke quickly and urgently.
"Fox here."
The voice on the other end was sharp and bad-tempered.
"Why are you calling, Fox? Is the hunt over?"
"No, I mean, I don't know. Our friend is missing. And so is the car. I'm alone, and I'm stuck in the middle of nowhere. I'll try to get to Paris by tomorrow. I feel we are in trouble. Big trouble."
"Come back to London immediately. Use the safe house. Wait there till we send someone. Don't call again."
The line went dead. She went back to her uncomfortable room. She could not stop thinking about what had happened. Her head was full of questions. Why had Strang forced her to go with Hyde to kill Dan? Strang had told both of them that Dan was a threat to them. He said that Dan was about to release the story of the operation to the press. If he did that, their pictures would be all over the newspapers. If they did not kill Dan, they would lose their safe lives. But Nina wondered why Strang had not sent someone else. Perhaps he had some other reason. She did not trust him. Nina spent the rest of the night trying to get to sleep. Every time she began to fall asleep, terrifying pictures would flash through her mind. Dan still alive, gun in hand, chasing her through the streets. Then she was drowning in mud in San Cristobal. A boot pushing her head under the surface. The pictures played endlessly in the theatre of her mind. She could hear the cold voice of Cass.
"You stupid idiot. You didn't think I loved you, did you?"
And Hugo Strang's upper-class accent. "You have no real choice, my dear. It's him or you. If you don't do it, you'll lose everything. You decide." She tossed and turned, fighting her nightmares until, thankfully, daylight came through the thin curtains. There was a station in the town, though only 2 trains a day stopped there. Luckily, there was a local train at 8, with a connection with the Toulouse to Paris Express. She waited on the empty platform. She was the only passenger to board the train. From then on, the return journey went smoothly. From Paris, she took the Eurostar express train to London via the Channel Tunnel. But it was late evening before she let herself into the big Victorian house in Wimbledon using the key Strang had given her. This was the safe house. But somehow she did not feel safe there. She took a long hot bath and fell into bed. Within minutes, she was sleeping deeply.